Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yes, I've been working with a girl named Honey. I don't know. You can probably help me. I've gotten an email saying I need to add y'all as an administrator to my Facebook and Yelp and things so that y'all can do an ad.
All right. I sure can assist you with that. Let me just pull up your account so that I can further assist you. Can you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Valerie Waddell.
Thank you so much. Let me just pull up the account here. All right, I now have your account pulled up, and let me see here. So yes, we do need admin access to your Facebook business page, which I sure can assist you. Do you have access to your smartphone or probably a computer right now?
Yes.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and send you an email. It has a link that you can just click to grant us admin access. Let
me
know when
you
receive
it. I just need some help, like knowing what to
do.
I'm not very good at this. So I have one. It says, in order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, please click here. So I'm clicking here.
Okay. And then it says,
let's start by connecting Meta to share access. So I click connect Facebook.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So now I've clicked on that.
And now it says Lead C is requesting access to name and profile picture, email address,
edit access.
Access. And then continue as Valerie. What do I do edit?
You would want to click on continue as Valerie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says Lead C is requesting to manage your product catalog, blah, blah. Do I push continue?
Yes, just click on continue.
Okay.
And then it says Local Splash would like to manage your Meta. And then you are logged in as Valerie Waddell. Do I change the account?
There's no need to change the account as long as the Facebook page was created through your Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
And so
but at the bottom part...
Yeah, so I just put South Parker Beach Ceremony and confirm?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So yesterday or recently, and I'm hoping that maybe y'all can fix this,
when people are sending me a message on my Facebook, I cannot answer them. It just, every time I click, like it'll send me a message that somebody's waiting for a reply from me, but when I click on it, it just clicks and just, like, refreshes that message that somebody's left me a message and there's nothing I can do. It won't take me anywhere. So can y'all fix that so that I can answer people when they send me a message?
I sure can have our team check on it, definitely. Not a problem.
Okay.
But just to confirm, let me just check here. I'm sorry, let me just check your action or contact response for the Facebook ads. Let me just confirm really quick, okay?
Okay.
So for Facebook ads, just wanted to confirm, you would like the communication to be through Messenger or because we do have three response methods for Facebook ads, one of which is Facebook Messenger, wherein clients will have the option to send you a message directly to Facebook or to Messenger. Second, can be a direct phone call to your phone number. The third one, is actually what we, would usually recommend, which is the form fill. It is where your clients will fill out a form, and after they submit that form, it will be sent to you through email and a text messages with their information so that you can then just reach out to the client after.
Okay, that one's fine. I would like it if y'all could fix that Facebook, because some people are sending messages and I cannot reply.
Got it. But when you try to reply to those messages, you had your account switched to the Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I just wanted to confirm and be able to make sure that I'll be having our team to check on it correctly. So when you try to go to the messages through your Facebook or through the Facebook pages, Messenger, you do see the messages. And then when you click on it, it's not showing you the whole conversation.
Well, it says Kanisha Roser started following me from a reel. And then it says Kanisha Stuck or Kia Stuck is waiting for a reply from South Padre Beach Ceremony. Get back to her soon. So when I click on that, it like refreshes the page and it brings me back to the exact same one. And I cannot go to see any messages. It just
got it.
It kind of like swipes the page and just brings it right back to the same one.
And
so
may I know where you see where it says Kanisha is waiting for your reply? Is it through the notifications?
Yes,
button?
Notifications. Yes.
Okay. Have you tried to go to the messages on your Facebook page?
I have gone to my Facebook page. Let me go there now.
And just to confirm, are you on your computer right now?
Right now I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, okay. And you do have the Messenger application, right?
Yes. And I do not see where it says Messenger on this part. Like on my home page for South Padre Beach Ceremony, I don't see.
It should be at the top right corner. There should be a Messenger icon.
There should be a Messenger what?
There should be a Messenger button. Or a
what
message
does that look
button,
like?
Rather. It looks exactly just like Messenger, the Messenger logo.
All right.
But you may need to have a Meta Business Suite to be able to respond to those messages, which may be the reason why it's not taking you anywhere, because your phone detects that you don't have that application.
Okay. Are you able to get that application for me?
No, it can only be downloaded on your phone. But let me confirm, do you see the Messenger icon on the top right corner of the page?
No. I see three lines on the left, and then I see a search button, three little dots, and the edit button. And
can you probably try to click on the three dots? Oh, that is
weird. And it brought me to the create. It has a whole list of different things like Privacy Center, invite people to connect, fan engagement, share profile, your page link.
Mm-hmm.
But I see nothing about Messenger on there.
Okay. So at the bottom part, do you see the home button?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So can you click on the home button?
Yes.
So that should take you to the home page of your Facebook page. Do you see the messenger icon this
yes,
way?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Awesome. There you go. You can click on it.
I forgot what you, so we went and I pushed on the home and then there was a messenger. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Hope I remember that. Okay. Very good. Okay.
And okay. Were you, did it give you the messages this time?
Yes, it did.
Awesome. Wonderful. There you go. So you should be able to respond from there.
Okay. And right. Now it says on my inbox that y'all are also wanting me how to add us as a Yelp admin. So
right.
I'd like to do that while you're on the phone as well.
Sure, yes, for sure, not a problem. So on the email, I would suggest you click on the link that is in there.
Okay, got it. All right, now I'm here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, and to confirm, the link that you clicked on is the one that says biz.yelp.com, right? Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's the very first link that you saw on the email, right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
Wonderful. And then are you logged into Yelp now?
It took me Yelp for Business, and it has my name, self-photography ceremony. It has some messages, so I'm guessing I am. Yes.
Got it. Are you on your Yelp application, or is it on a browser?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you maybe have the app for Yelp on your phone?
I don't think so. Yes,
okay.
I do. Yes,
oh,
I
you
do.
Do.
Okay. I do.
All right. Well, you may want to go or open a browser instead on your phone.
Okay.
So you already have a browser open now?
Yes.
Okay. And on the browser, please go to biz.yelp.com.
Oh, I don't go to this Yelp. I go to something else, right?
That is correct. You don't want to use the application. It's not where you will be granting us access to. You should be opening a browser. If you have Google Chrome or Safari, you can open it.
What is it called? Biz what?
So it's Biz, B-I-Z dot
okay.
Yelp. Dot com.
Okay. All right.
So that should take you to Yelp for Business website.
Yes.
Awesome. And then you would want to log in from there. You can log in by clicking on the three lines at the top right corner.
Okay.
All right. So after logging in, please click on Account Settings. It should be on the top right corner of the screen.
It says Yelp for Business app, and it wants me to open it. Continue in app or continue in browser.
Just continue in browser.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then go to the account settings.
Now it says talk to a Yelp expert today to learn how to get more leads. I don't know how to get that off up here. Do I open the Yelp for Business app? It says open up at the top.
No, it should only be granted through the browser. So there's no need to open the app.
Okay. Well, it won't let me do anything. It just says
It's got this white thing that says talk to a Yelp expert, and it won't let me. I see my South Padre Beach ceremony there, but it won't let me.
Is it not allowing you to click on anything?
No.
No. Oh, wait a minute. I did something.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now what do you want me to do?
Can you go to the account setting?
It went, it refreshed, but it went right back to where I can't do anything. Account settings. Okay. Now what?
All right. And then on the account settings, please click on user management.
I must not have gone to the right place.
I went to the little three little buttons, and it said home, and then Yelp ads, page upgrades, Yelp connect, logo, business highlights, portfolio, call to action, business information reviews, photos and videos, inbox, and billing.
No, let's see. And that's on the left side of the screen, right?
Yes.
Okay. From there, do you see user management?
No.
And to confirm, you're already on the account settings.
I touched browser when it gave me the option to do it on the app or browser. I clicked browser.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And down here it says biz.yelp.com is where I am, I guess.
Right, which is the correct page. Let's see, because it actually kind of looks different when it's on a phone. Do you maybe have access to my computer right now?
Yeah, I do. I can get on my computer.
Okay.
Okay. What was the
www.what?
biz.yelp.com.
All right.
All right. And then what was it you wanted me to look for?
Account settings should be at the top right corner.
Okay, so you set up your profile, inbox, notifications, and my name. Am I looking at the wrong spot?
Probably. Let's see.
That's on the right-hand side. The left-hand side just says Yelp and then a little flower for business.
Mm-hmm. On the top right side, do you see an avatar icon or like a profile picture?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's empty, but yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. All right, can you click on it?
Okay, and then it says account settings, yes.
Awesome. Okay. There you go. Click on it.
All right, please log in. It says to continue. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now I've logged in. Okay.
All right. And this time, can you look for user management?
Yes.
All right. After clicking on user management, please select the business page that you'd like us to grant access to, and then click invite user.
All right, it says user management, it has user information, it has my name and email, my then it says permissions, select organization, and it has my name,
uh-huh.
And then access to one business, it has my business, and then where, I don't see where it says user management, invite user, that's what you want me to click on, right?
That is correct.
All right. Yes, okay.
All right. And then it should be asking you for, for an email address.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the email address, please type in, or would it be okay if I send you the email address instead? If I send it to you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And to confirm, it will be sent to the phone number ending in 9448.
Okay.
All right. And I just sent that, so you should receive it any moment now.
Okay. All right, there it is. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Safe.
All right. Okay. So after type in the email address, please make sure to click send invite.
Okay.
And did you get a confirmation that the invite has been sent?
I did, but I don't see it now, but yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And that's it. We should be able to receive the admin invite, and our team will have it accepted so that we can start optimizing your Yelp page.
Yeah, it said save, but I don't, it didn't give me a confirmation.
Yeah.
It just had a save down here.
Yeah, you would want to click on save.
Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
And I probably should add my picture on here, right?
Yeah, you definitely can.
And do I put my picture or do I put a picture of a wedding?
I would suggest you put a picture or you put your logo instead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where my logo is anymore.
Maybe it's something that you have saved on your phone.
Please select a photo. How do I get that? How do I get a photo?
You can actually click on the profile picture icon.
Oh, I think I see. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if that works. I clicked on a picture, but nothing, I don't see anything happening. Okay, I see it there, okay. And then should I be adding any pictures or anything on there?
That would be okay. At the same time, since every team will be optimizing your Yelp page, we should also be able to add photos to it, as long as we have the photos on your client dashboard.
Okay.
So if you have any new photos, you can also upload it to the client dashboard so that we can use those on your listings. But I believe you just uploaded a couple recently.
Yeah, I did. I have some pictures for y'all just to add to my Google or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't even see how to get to the pictures on Yelp.
I see.
Do you ever get anybody contacting me from Yelp? But how do you get to the pictures and see my information?
And I'm sorry, just to confirm, this is on Yelp, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Business information, maybe. Oh, yeah, there's some pictures. It says see all pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can click on photos and videos from the menu. And then hit add photos.
All right. Okay. And let's see, was there anything else y'all needed from me?
That is actually all it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time and for the cooperation today, Valerie. Do you have any questions, by the way, before I let you go?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much once again, and you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.